Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
I know, it's in theaters tonight. People are so excited. And there is a kind of a spoiler that's out there. It's being widely reported. So I'm going to share it with you. It's not that big of a spoiler. I find it to be kind of just a little piece of helpful information.
You find it
quite
helpful,
frankly, this information. I would have loved to have known this because it would have changed my behavior when I saw the film.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's helpful.
And you are one of the few people on Earth,
yes,
that has seen Avengers Endgame.
I have seen it all, Jeff. I have right. seen it all. So, you know, at the end of the Marvel Universe movies, during the credits, either in the middle of the credits or at the very end of the credits, there's a bonus scene. Something happens, some sort of indication of something that might happen in a future Marvel movie.
So I've never watched any of those before, but what you're saying is it's like a foreshadowing kind of clip of something that's going to happen in the future movie.
Well, it's not a clip from a future movie. It's more like, okay, well, this is what happened after what just happened at the end of the movie.
Something to leave you hanging.
Okay.
Something to leave you hanging. Okay. So there usually is something, but this time there isn't. There are no mid-credit or post-credit scenes. Mm. So you will sit for a very long time waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, there was the whole theater, when the movie ended and we're just sitting there and we're waiting for something, you know, give us some indication what's yet to come, right?
And there was nothing.
Black screen, lights up.
You sat through the whole credits.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
And nothing happened.
The only thing that does, it's a sound. It's kind of a sound of metal clanking when the Marvel logo appears. Okay. Nobody knows what it means. Mm. There are theories being tossed around out
there. Is it a single clank?
No,
or is it a repetitive clank?
It's a couple of clanks.
Is it my old Pontiac?
It might be. It might be. I mean, there are theories being tossed around. You know, it will there someday be a movie about about Tony Stark as a kid? And so is this him creating the first Iron Man suit?
Mm.
That's a theory that's being tossed around. Nobody has a clue. Okay. But I'll tell you, it will save you some time. Or if you have to really, really go to the bathroom, go ahead and go, because it is 3 hours long. And thankfully...
And the credits are like, how long?
They're long.
Like 15 long. Minutes?
No, but it feels like it.
Yeah.
They're probably...
Especially when you're holding it.
When you're holding it and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And so because of that, because it is so long, there is a website that is giving us great times to make a trip to the bathroom.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, there is a so we'll get that. We'll put that up.
Okay.
Somewhere. And then, I mean, there's just so much Avengers stuff out there. Like Brie Larson, we thought she wasn't getting along with Chris Hemsworth. Well, it also appears that she's not getting along with Jeremy Renner.
Oh.
Don't know if that's true. The movie is already online illegally. Of course.
Mm.
Somebody got a hold of it. So I'll be excited to see what everybody thinks when they go see it tonight.
Listen to how good Justin sounds. He sounded great when he performed with Ariana Grande at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, or I guess he wasn't really singing. He was lip syncing using a backing track. Some people were suspicious because he sounded so good that he wasn't really performing at all. And there was a moment in the show where Justin's voice was coming through the speakers, but he wasn't even holding the mic up or moving his mouth.
This is not unusual, people. This is how they do it.
Yeah.
There's always a backing track.
Yeah, it's really not about singing. It's just about looking at people pretend to sing on stage.
Well, they sing. They just sing over the backing.
I don't think Britney Spears has sang in 15 years. I mean,
you be nice.
I'm nothing against Britney, but people pack arenas. They travel on air to go spend $300 on a ticket to watch her dance.
To watch her dance and pretend to sing.
Yeah, I did it.
It's totally cool. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Why are we upset
It's entertainment.
Yeah. Ariana says that they were just using a backing track because they had, quote, zero sound check and zero rehearsal. So that's why they did it that way. She said, we decided to do this 10 minutes before my set started. And
He still sang. He just sang over it. That's all.
It just works like
that's
that.
That's all.
Check out the hosts of E's Nightly Pop. They were taking shots at Justin Bieber for using a backing track. And I guess they also discussed acne on his forehead. Blame if you want me
to. No!
He got Whoa. The lip part right of lip sync.
Okay. Poor song started before him. Okay. I did not realize it was going to be that bad.
Okay. All right. So listen. He did lip sync, but Justin has been going through it, so I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass, right? Because this is the first time in 2 years I was just happy that he had a haircut.
Yeah. He definitely looks like he put an oxy pad on that forehead, but I don't care. That is up. Oh, we all have forehead acne. It's normal.
Yeah, so
they're not very nice at all.
Justin took some shots at those guys, more specifically Nightly Pop host Morgan Stewart, saying what hurts about this is the fact that you have a platform there to make a difference, and rather than being positive, you belittle people.
Yeah.
So that's the latest on Justin Bieber, everybody.
Bye.
All right, so we're watching James Holzhauer on Jeopardy, right? Seems like this guy knows everything. He's won over $1 million. But he got stumped. He was presented with lyrics from Panic at the Disco's High Hopes.
Really?
Which is a song that Jacob is obsessed with because he thinks we play it too much. And he misidentified it as Fall Out Boy.
Ah. Okay. Well.
How about that? They do sound similar.
So both bands did notice, but they had a sense of humor about it. Panic tweeted, quote, "Hey, look, Ma, we made it." And Fall Out Boy tweeted, quote, "I'll take you'll get them next time, James, for $500, Alex." Those two bands do sound an awful lot alike.
In 2018, this band didn't have a dime, but I always had a vision, always had high, high hopes. James.
Who is Fall Out Boy?
No. It was Panic at the Disco.
Alex took a little too much pleasure in that. That was Panic at the Disco.
He always does.
He's so sassy.
Dummy.
What is that song, too?
Rebecca Black went viral with this song. James.
What is Friday?
Friday, correct.
Song 16.
Boomtown Rats song in which I want to shoot the whole day down. James.
What is I Don't Like Mondays?
Yeah.
Song 12.
Sam Cooke faced another one. James.
What is Saturday Night?
Yes.
Song 8.
There's many lost, but tell me who has won, asks this U2 song. James again.
What is Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Yes.
Song 400.
Goodbye, this title of a number one hit by the Rolling Stones. James.
What is Ruby Tuesday?
You know your songs and...
Can you? Yeah, he's actually pretty good at it. But can you hear the clicks of them trying to hit the buttons on their little thingies?
Uh-huh.
The little...
Other people going, me, me.
Wonder if they ever get a cramp in their thumb.
Yeah, probably.
They're doing that much clicking.
By the way, Alex mentioned last night how Jeopardy James is winning so much on Jeopardy.
There has been a certain sameness to all of the games since James became champion. He gets off to a really good lead, and then it's up to the challengers to catch him.
Yeah, he goes for the highest dollar values first. So if his replies are correct, he hurts everyone else's ability to catch up. And he also goes all in on a lot of his daily doubles.
Yeah. I mean, what happens if a year from now this guy is still the champion?
There'll be a new rule.
Will they come in with a new rule at some point? Will people lose interest? At what point do people lose interest, or will people keep hanging on if he goes further than Ken Jennings?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I kind of want to see how this plays out. I do want to see if he goes farther than Ken Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Do they take a break? Like, they record now and then take a summer break, and then they'll come back with him?
Yeah.
So it's not like they're doing these in real time or within a couple of days of each other.
They're in advance. This is like way far in advance, right?
Yeah. I think they just wrapped filming a week or two ago.
Right, and they're talking about going back to work for next season, but that's 3 months away. They think they start taping in July, if I'm not mistaken, for the next season, for the fall season.
Well, I bet he stays then till next year.
And we'll see.
Whatever.
All right, guys, that's your latest E! News. I did want to mention one other thing regarding Jussie Smollett and what's happening on the set of Empire. And I was kind of wondering how this was all going to shake out, but his episode aired last night, He might actually be able to put whatever went down in Chicago behind him because the cast of Empire wants him back. The cast wrote a letter to the Fox executive saying, "Together as a united front, we stand with Jussie and ask that our co-star, brother, and friend be brought back for a sixth season." They went on to say, "He is kind, he's compassionate, he's honest, and above all, he's filled with integrity." "He is also innocent.
Debatable.
And no longer subject to legal uncertainty with the criminal charges against him having been dropped. That is why we write today to ask you to keep Jussie on the cast so that we can all put this behind us and move forward." And it is signed by all the main cast members, including Terrence Howard, Taraji P. Henson. There's no word on how that was received, but Jussie did have lunch with a showrunner yesterday. Jussie was written out of season 5, and his last episode aired last night.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And, well, there was something kind of significant that happened on television, which I want to recognize, but at the same time, it's a spoiler, so.
That happened on the show?
That happened on the show last night, yeah.
Is this a show? Who's seen it? You're familiar, so.
Oh, exceptionally familiar. Okay. I haven't really watched much this season because it fell off the rails a little bit for me, but I have them in my DVR.
Well, and I heard the whole Jussie Smollett controversy aside, I heard the show isn't doing as well as it used
to.
Yeah,
so. Well, and it's one of those things where I feel like it's kind of run its course. Like, they lose the Empire and then they get it back, and then something happens with somebody and then they get it back.
So the cast is assuming there's going to be another season.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Because I don't think, it always ends with some kind of cliffhanger with like somebody getting shot or somebody might die. It's one of those typical sitcoms.
It's kind of predictable.
Like, oh, for sure.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say what it is. So here's a spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear it, if you haven't seen it yet, here it comes. Jussie's character, Jamal, married his boyfriend, Kai, and apparently that was the first time two black gay men have been married on TV.
So, oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both very good-looking dudes, man. There's some hot connections there.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.